Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the country, temperatures are mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A pleasant evening ahead for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just a short time ago that the IDF has intensified its operation in Aishab, southern Lebanon. Explosive devices were found in children's rooms, and hundreds of Hezbollah operatives were killed. Also, Ynet has noted that earlier today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Argentina's President Milei signed the Isaac Accords in Israel. These agreements aim to strengthen ties between Latin America and Israel. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that President Milei of Argentina has reaffirmed his country's support for Israel and the United States in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights the challenges facing Hotoveli, as Netanyahu has not appointed a leader for the public diplomacy division for 2 years. The division remains headless and without authority. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF confirms that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Macron has blamed Hezbollah for the attack that killed a French soldier. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News shared minutes ago a statement from Eitan Dangot, who mentioned the IDF's clear mission to establish a mechanism in southern Lebanon to counter threats effectively. Al Arabiya English reported that Israeli ministers have reopened the settlement of Sanur in the West Bank, the event marked with statements opposing Palestinian statehood and calls to resettle Gaza. Ynet News posted recently about their reporter embedding with IDF forces in southern Lebanon, describing every threatening figure there as a terrorist. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's ongoing operations in Aishab. According to Walla, the Northern Command has released footage showing the extent of the conflict in the village. This comes as Israel continues its military actions against Hezbollah positions. The situation remains tense, affecting local civilians who live in proximity to these operations. Turning to diplomatic developments, the Isaac Accords were unveiled earlier today as part of Argentina's diplomatic visit to Israel. Ynet reports that President Milei's visit also included opening a new embassy in Jerusalem, showcasing a strengthened partnership. This could reshape regional alliances and economic collaborations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Argentina's alignment with Israel and the U.S. against Iran. President Milei's support comes amid heightened tensions in the region. This could influence international diplomatic strategies concerning Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu's delay in appointing a head for the public diplomacy division has left significant tasks unattended. Israel Hayom notes that this gap in leadership could weaken Israel's public diplomacy efforts internationally, affecting its ability to communicate its narratives effectively. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of the attack on UNIFIL soldiers underscores the delicate nature of the ceasefire agreements. France's accusation against Hezbollah may escalate diplomatic pressures, potentially affecting peacekeeping operations in Lebanon. Turning to business and markets. First, Ma'ariv Business reports that by 2026, the Israeli economy might reclaim the heights of 2021, a year noted for a surge in company issuances. Ilan Pleto, a CEO in the industry, shared this optimistic outlook earlier today. Separately, Ynet Business highlights reflections from Israeli business leaders on Independence Day. They emphasize the unique values driving the nation's economic success, which continue to fuel growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business states that Shufersal, a major retail chain, plans to reward its employees with bonuses for their contributions during the war. The bonuses, in the form of vouchers, recognize the staff's dedication in challenging times. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.